How about in the dream world? Are we creating in our dreams? Are we attracting through the thoughts that we're having or experiencing in our dreams?
You're not. You are doing your creating from your fully conscious state. Your dream state is not the state through which you create. It is more often communication offered to you by inner being to assist you in understanding what you are creating.
Good. To what degree are we a part of what someone we're associated with has attracted, maybe that we want or that we don't want? How much does another person that we're associated with bring into our life through what they've attracted, the things that we want or the things that we don't want?
There are many facets to this creating. And when you attract another individual into your life experience, it seems as if you attract with them everything that they are. And if you think that, then that will be. In other words, you may attract a very dynamic being into your life experience, someone who is wondrous and fun to be with, but whose life is in total disarray. And so as you attract the being, you may attract the confusion that surrounds them into your own life experience. You need not, however. You may literally attract into your experience only the part of their experience that you are wanting. But that takes very clear definition on your part of what you do want. Mm-hmm. You attract into your experience much confusion because you focus upon the confusion in their life. You bring a friend into your life and then you focus upon all the things in their life that you do not like, and then you solicit that into your own experience, you see.
Okay, so then we don't need to repel any negatives. We just have to attract what we want.
It is really the same thing.
That's where they're saying resist ye not evil probably came from.
It is not necessary to resist that which you are not attracting, you are right. Mm. You see, the conscious repelling
right.
is not a real effective way of going about it, because then your attention is upon that which you are trying to repel. And when your attention is upon it, you are attracting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are resisting evil, you are giving your thought to evil, and by law you will attract it. And so do not acknowledge it and do not attract it.
I use the word evil there. What would your definition of the word evil be?
Evil is that which each of us believes is not in harmony with what we are wanting.
And good?
Good is that which each of us believes we are wanting.